Austin is host to a car race that really shines above the rest. Because it's solar powered. Anyway, 18 teams have made their way to the Circuit of the Americas for the Formula Sun Grand Prix. A little more than a dozen of those have actually made it on the track and are vying for the 2017 title. Among them, the home team from the University of Texas Cockrell School of Engineering.
We have an interesting situation this year. We have essentially a brand new team, a whole bunch of UT students that are hugely enthusiastic, but have actually never done this before.
That's Gary Halleck. He is the UT faculty advisor for the solar car team. He says his team will be looking to finish somewhere in the middle of the pack. But winning isn't everything, right? It's about the journey.
It's a competitive event and everybody wants to do well, but it's really about the learning. And there's a huge amount of learning that goes around here, sort of real world engineering of having things break and have to fix them quickly.
I completely think it's steered me in the right direction. It's taught me a lot about problem solving and how to go about doing a project in both a solo setting and a team-based setting.
That's Corey Hulse, a senior engineering student and the UT design lead for this year's race. He's also one of the drivers. The team has taught him that in the real world, engineering is an interdisciplinary pursuit.
There are people whose skills that are on this team I never thought I would ever use on a project have come in handy. For example, a meteorologist. I never thought that would happen.
Turns out knowing the weather is kind of important in a solar car race. And you may also need to know a thing or two about money.
Business guys, I used to think, oh, you know, I'm an engineer. I don't have to deal with those guys. And now when I go, I need 40 grand for a motor, where do I get that? Now they're my best friends, honestly. I couldn't imagine running it without a business team.
This is the 16th running of the Formula Sun Grand Prix. It's the fourth time COTA has hosted the event. The trophy goes to the team with the most laps around the racetrack by the end of the 3 days of competition. Students build the cars mostly from scratch, then break them down and figure out how to get them to Austin.
We get it shipped from San Juan to Jacksonville, and then we pick up the trailer from Jacksonville and drive it all the way to Austin.
Diego Mercado is the mechanical captain for the University of Puerto Rico. He says even though they've come all this way, their goal is rather modest.
Just getting over the hill on our very first try was a great victory for us.
Team Puerto Rico's car had problems with the steep incline of COTA's first turn the last time they made the trip to Austin. Now that they've conquered that hill, they're hoping to surpass the school's previous best of 72 laps.
So we're just here to learn, have fun, and try to do our best. But if we can beat our last goal, then that would be perfect for us.
Brian Kuo is a graduate engineering student and a member of the Georgia Tech team. He says this experience has taught him a lot more than many of his classes.
I think going out into the industry and applying everything I've learned here to either electric cars or, you know, the space industry or whatever it is, this has probably been one of the most helpful things I've ever done.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.